Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
those who are called, sanctified. Sanctified means set apart or declared holy by God the Father, and preserved. Preserved means to keep or kept in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, love be multiplied to you. Beloved. Now, a lot of people say the word beloved, but in my Bible, it is spelled B-E-L-O-V-E-D. So I pronounce it as being beloved. Well, I was very diligent. Diligent means persistent or passionate about something. To write to you concerning our common salvation. So what is salvation? What does it mean? It means deliverance from sin and its consequences. I found it necessary to write to you exhorting. Well, what does exhorting mean? Exhorting means encouraging you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Listen up, sheep. For certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this contamination. Ungodly men. They're polluted. They're contaminated. They're not clear as water. There's something in them. Who turned the grace of our God into licentiousness. So what is licentiousness? Well, it's ungodly. It is sexually orientated. It doesn't matter what kind of sex that person may have or do. He doesn't care. He'll fornicate. He'll adult. He'll be homosexual or she. There will be gay. They have crept into the church. This is what this book is saying. They're ungodly who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny the only Lord God and our God, Jesus Christ. I have read to you from the book of Jude, verses 1 through 4. I pray that our Father God will give us an understanding to that particular word, because it's true. They tell me that certain people of licentiousness have sneaked into the church. You know, that means unrestrained sexual behavior, having no regard for or accepting rules that are standard. Well, let's move on, our sheep, and pray to our Heavenly Father, God. Our Father, God in heaven, creator of everything, we, your lost sheep, come humbly in prayer, thanking you for caring enough for us to send your Son to redeem us and restore us, for forgiving us and our forefathers for sins, wickedness, and disobeying you. I come asking and thanking you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I come thanking and asking you also for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, for waking us up this morning, restoring us, for allowing us to have family, love, joy, peace, happiness, for giving me boldness and courage, as well as all your sheep, boldness and courage. and prosperity in all things. I pray that prayer in your son's name, in Jesus' name, a.k.a. also known as Yahweh. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed Friday evening to Saturday evening. And I've recently learned that I would normally start my evening around 4 p.m. But I've learned that we should start it 1 hour before darkness, before the sun goes down. Sabbath, or Saturday, is the only day set aside in the Bible for us to remember to keep it holy and rest. You read this in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours, but that's okay. We're reading about the same person. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. And my sheep who have listened to me for a while know to have their three P's ready. That's your pen, paper, or pencil. And I've recently had notebook or tablet. Now follow me to the book of Jeremiah. I left off last time in reading in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 27. So let's go there and start there before we go into reading of today's lesson. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 27, saying to a tree, "You are my father," and to a stone, "Gave birth to me," for they have turned their back on me and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, "Arise and save us." And I'm thinking that's Jacob's trouble. Verse 28. "But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves?" Oh, Jesus is humorous. He's fighting with the people now. "Let them arise if they can save you in your time of trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah." And I personally think that us black folk in America, United States of America, and the reason why I specify United States of America, because there are two Americas, North America and South America, as well as Canada is part of America. So I'm specifying United States of America because we were brought slaves, most of us. And if you read history on your own, you'll know that the Moors were already here on the east coast of the United States. But we're not taught that in school. Verse 29, "Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed." And the word transgress means breaking the law. What law, you say? Breaking the law of God and his statutes, the law of Moses. "You have transgressed against me, says Yah the Lord. In vain means useless, I have chastened means punished your children. They received no correction." We need to start punishing our children to raise them up in the way that they should be raised according to the Bible. I forget what scripture that's found in. "Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion, O generation. See, the word of the Lord, have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of darkness? Why do my people say, 'We are Lord'? Will we come no more to you? Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire?" Attire is like her wedding dress or the way she was dressed for her wedding. "Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you beautify your ways to see love. There you have also taught the wicked woman your ways. Also, on your skirts is found the blood of the lives of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search while it's out in the open, but plainly on all these things. Yet you say, verse 35, yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead my case against you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you gad? Gad means to go around from one place to another about so much to change your way. Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. And when I see the word Egypt, I think it's bondage. So now I'm thinking Assyria had us in bondage as well. Indeed, you shall go forth from him. And we're talking about Egypt, I think, right here. With your hands on your head, for Yah the Lord has rejected your trusted allies, and allies are your helpers, or those who you are in partner with for friendship, have friendship with. You will not prosper by them. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to finish reading chapter 2 and bring in Jeremiah. We finished reading Jeremiah chapter 2. And so I want to make these announcements. Next month, September, this time is traveling fast, and I thank God for that. In that our days are shortened so that he can, when he comes, he will save lives. Some lives will not be destroyed. I want you to know that next month there will be the Feast of Trumpets. And in the Bible, well, it's Shofar. It's spelled Shofar. And the trumpets have different sounds. And that starts September the 25th of 2014. And that's one of my announcements. I want us to be aware of those. And what I want you sheep to do, I want you to find a church that keeps the Sabbath. And if they are a true church of God, believing in what Jesus taught us, then they will be celebrating God's annual feast. I spoke to you of those last year, and I will probably need to come back and tell you what those feast days are and which months to look for them. So starting on September the 25th, that one of God's annual feast days will be a blowing of the trumpets, and those trumpets have different sounds. And, of course, you may think that I'm crazy when I say this, but I heard like three sounds of a shofar, and both times I was driving my car, and it was on a Sunday. And remember, there's somewhere in the Bible where it says that God is going to come to his church. He's going to start at his church houses. And those of you who have your church houses on Sunday, that's where I believe he's going to start, because you are being disobedient. You know that the Sabbath is a Saturday, and that's when you should hold your gathering. And I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 23 to find out the feast, the annual feast of God, and start doing them. Time is of the essence. We are closer to the end now than we were yesterday or today. Also, I want to say to you, go to Matthew chapter 24 in verse 4, it tells you to take heed that no one deceives you, and that includes me. In Matthew chapter 24, it talks about many will come in Yahweh's name or in Jesus' name. There will be rumors of wars and pestilences. Pestilence means diseases, like we have the Ebola outbreak in four cities, in four countries in Africa. And as well, it talks about earthquakes. Well, I heard on the news this past week there were two earthquakes someplace close to the United States, I think, of America. And I want you to know that these are just the beginning of sorrows. I want you to read all of Matthew chapter 24 to enlighten yourselves. You don't have to be a pastor to read this. I certainly am not. I'm just doing what God told me to do. And it took me 27 years to do that. And I started doing that 4 years ago. By the way, my fourth year anniversary will be August the 11th of this year, for this month. Now let's get into the lesson for today. Israel is shameless. Jeremiah chapter 3, let's read. They say, if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's wife, may he return to her again? Would not that land be greatly polluted? He's talking about the man going back to his wife. But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet, return to me, says Yah the Lord. Lift up your eyes to desolate. Delicate means empty heights, and see, where have you not lain with men? You look up in the sky and see where you have not lain with men. We're in verse 2 still. By the road you have set for them like an Arabian in the wilderness. And the word Arabian is in my Bible. It's not that I have anything against the Arab people, not yet anyway. And you have polluted the land with your harlotries, and harlotries is like being prostitution or a slut, and your wickedness. Verse 3, therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. Latter means later. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. Verse 4, will you not from this time cry to me, my father, are you the God of my youth? Will he remain angry forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, you have spoken and done evil things as you were able. Verse 6 of Jeremiah chapter 3, a call to repentance. Yah the Lord said also to me in the day of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? So what does backsliding mean? To me it means bad ways or a relapse. You stopped. You were straight, but then you went back to doing your old ways. She has gone up to every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. A harlot is a slut, prostitute, or whore, and that can be a male as well, being in adultery. And I said, after she had done all these things, return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister, Judah, saw it. Treacherous means unfaithful or disloyal, faithless. Verse 8, then I saw that for all the causes for which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Oh, God gave Israel a certificate of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister, Judah, did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. Verse 9, so it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees. And yet, for all this, her treacherous sister and children has not turned to me with her whole heart, but pretense. So, what is pretense? That's to make something that is not the case appear to true. So, Judah is faking it or making believe as Yah, the Lord. Verse 11. Then the Lord said to me, backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah, to go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, backsliding Israel, says Yah the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says Yah the Lord, and I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge me to admit your iniquities, that's your guilt, your wickedness, that you have transgressed. Transgress again means breaking Moses' laws, God's laws, and his statutes against Yah the Lord, your God, and have scattered your shame, your charm. So what is charm? Charm is your beautifulness, if there's such a word, or your alluring, your allure someone to alien deities. Alien means foreigners, and deities are other gods under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, says Yah the Lord. We're going to stop here at verse 14. My time has run out. Oh, sometimes I wish I had more time when I read. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil, forgiving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer and ask that prayer in your son Jesus' name, a.k.a. Yahweh. A.k.a. means Yahweh. Amen. Remember, take our Father God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Also, I found that some of my programs did not air. So what I'm going to do is go back and redo those programs. Now, I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. God loves you, and so do I. But guess what? God loves you more.